Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thank you for listening on this beautiful Tuesday. Well, crappy weather-wise, supposed to be a cloudy, rainy one the next couple days here in the North Jersey, New York City metro area. And a buddy of mine in Texas sent a screenshot of their weather forecast, triple-digit highs until Thursday. So baking and wet, yeah, but we're alive. That was the point. That's what makes it a beautiful day. Well, that and bipartisan junk fee rules went into effect Monday here in the U.S., now requiring Ticketmaster and other ticket sellers, hotels, vacation rentals, etc. to let us know all the fees up front instead of it all tacked on at the end. It always felt like a ripoff to see two concert tickets for a couple hundred bucks each. But then at checkout, the total is almost $1,000 because the added fees, about as much as the tickets. So hopefully this new FTC rule will help.
My favorite stories of the day.
Well, still early in the season for baseball tickets, but the Pittsburgh Pirates are in their familiar last place spot right now in the National League Central Division, which could explain why some fans are taking their anger out on workers at their home PNC Park Stadium. Like this one guy last Sunday, the 4th, right after the Pirates lost to the Padres 4-0. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is reporting two men got into an argument with a woman working in food and beverage. And that's when a guy working as a stadium usher stepped in to help his coworker. And that is when an Instagram video started rolling. Post-Gazette posted someone's post in their story showing the fan getting in the male worker's face, threatening to punch him dead, and said something about the worker spitting in his mouth while he was up in the worker's face. And the fan had his back to the camera when his face started taking punches. That bloody mouth wrote a check his hands could not cash. Then ignored this woman's advice, went back up to the worker who just punched all over his face and spit blood on the worker and his shirt twice. First time the worker let go. The second, he took off his belt like an old school parent, started chasing that guy around, whipping his butt. Security finally came. No word if the fan is facing charges. His face already paid a fine for that mouth of his, while the worker who bloodied it up was suspended. Now to Connecticut, where old studies finding sex hormones can affect eyes and vision were apparently proven true around 12:30 in the morning last Tuesday in Hartford. So where a state police trooper driving into the Troop H barracks pulled into the driveway to open the parking lot's restricted gates. And NBC Connecticut is reporting the trooper could not miss noticing the white Porsche Macan blocking part of the driveway. So they say the trooper walked over and could not miss noticing the woman in the passenger seat getting it on with the man in the driver's seat, if that helps describe the sexual situation. The state police say the trooper told them to get themselves together and get out of the Porsche, and it might have been at that point the two realized they were doing it while blocking a state police barracks driveway. NBC Connecticut is saying the trooper also thought the 34-year-old man and 48-year-old prostitute both looked drunk and high off of something, accusing her of having crack and fentanyl in her purse, along with the $30 the troopers say the guy paid her. Both headed straight to jail by being walked in since they were already outside, facing several charges. And in Wichita, Kansas, the old saying, the devil is in the details, definitely applied to the case of the rare Spanish-American war cannon stolen from a local park last month and cut into pieces. Now, another old saying is don't get high on your old supply, and it sounds like that one also applies since NBC affiliate KSNW in Wichita got court documents last week showing the 38-year-old man arrested for this told investigators he's been using meth for 20 years and that his dealer gave him a pound of meth to sell, but says someone jumped him and stole the drug. So now KSN is reporting he owes a dealer 20 grand and knows people have been killed for less. And the best idea that meth fried brain of his could come up with was to yank one of the local park's war cannons off its pedestal with a chain and an SUV, drag the copper monument to a friend's house, cut it into 4 or 5 large pieces, then go to the dealer to show how he plans to repay him. And after cops say the dealer called the idea stupid and would bring heat on everyone, he went to his mom's house and fell asleep, while cops say they followed the statue's drag marks on the street and arrested the guy the next morning. Now we break, but before we do, here's a promo for the Jams podcast, Jams with a Z.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you.
And now, for the world around us.
Ocelots are pretty kitties. They do look like little jaguars, as they've been called, and are among the largest of Central and South America's small cats. Ocelots, jaguars, tigers, they all sort of look alike. So forgive the Jamaican Defense Force for putting out a release last Wednesday warning a tiger cub was on the loose in the Black River area. Said ran off when the Coast Guard raided a smuggling vessel, also carrying 4 monkeys, 12 parrots, and an undisclosed amount of marijuana. So somebody was trying to smuggle weed into Jamaica with the animals. But the Jamaica Observer observed the country's head of veterinary services later realized the wildcat that got away is a young ocelot. So about as cute and small as a house cat, but not. So still warning folks who may come across it around Black River to stay away and not mistake it for a potential pet, because it's not. Just let officials know and let them catch it. Ocelots may be native to the region, but not allowed in Jamaica. You know, these social media challenges show humans are up to do almost anything for likes. The ice bucket challenge, that was one thing, kind of fun. And the suspect last seen challenge, yeah, that was kind of funny. But the Tide Pod challenge of kids eating Tide Pods a few years back and getting sick, yeah, that was stupid. And lately, there had been this TikTok egg crack challenge for parents to record themselves cracking one on their kids' heads and post this recording for everyone's amusement. Never mind the kid will one day get older and see how mommy and daddy use their little foreheads. Someone in Sweden was not amused, though, seeing a mother do this to her 5-year-old and snitched. The Sweden Herald is reporting someone gave police an anonymous tip about this, and after about 100,000 people saw that TikTok video, they arrested her, charged the mom with harassment, and a court just sentenced her last month to pay fines. 8,000 kronor equal to $2,000. That they also said she had to pay on top of the fines to her daughter. Yeah, the woman is still saying she did nothing wrong. It was a TikTok challenge, but at least now it was a paid acting gig for her 5-year-old. And in other news, Disney announced last week they're opening a new park and resort in Abu Dhabi. Yeah, it'll be Disney's 7th theme park resort, the first in the Middle East for them, and will have a waterfront spot on an island that's already a tourist spot there in the UAE's Abu Dhabi. And outside the Colosseum in Rome the Friday before last, an American citizen went full American, climbing a fence around the Colosseum's arches to get a picture of the historical landmark, and then being all loud, screaming, But in this case, we can forgive the 47-year-old for getting attention by being so loud, since the screams were from pain because he slipped right onto one of the metal fence's spikes, got impaled in his lower back. Italian newspapers, USA Today, and others, they all report that guy was stuck on that fence screaming for over 20 minutes before medics drugged him up with sedatives, pulled him off the spiked fence, and got him to a hospital for surgery. Last listed in serious but stable condition, spiked fences should be a visual deterrent without the visual of someone impaled by one. Time for a break. Back in a...
For a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And two rubber bands and two sticks?
The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
I know this is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
What's up with what's going down, though?
The 2025 World Video Game Hall of Fame inductees were announced Friday. Defender, the old Atari 2600 game that caused a lot of sore thumbs. GoldenEye 007, finally on Nintendo 64. Still a crime that game has not been rebooted, not been brought back. Those multiplayer battles and the single-player storylines even were just so good. Quake, the third inductee. Quake never really got into playing that one myself when it came out in the mid to late 90s, but the review from the Hall of Fame said it's the first-person shooter's 3D engine that became the new standard for the industry. And the fourth and final inductee, Tamagotchi, the little keychain toy with a small screen and a couple buttons to push. Feed this little digital pet on the screen and give it attention. Yeah, that was a craze among kids back in the late 90s. But in the 80s, we had both the Frogger video game and that old handheld Mattel electronic football game with the red dots lighting up as the players on the field. Yeah, neither of them made the cut this year, along with Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, and NBA 2K, all left out of the World Video Hall of Fame this time. It's part of the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York. Beautiful city there off Lake Erie.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
The beautiful one. Celebrity birthdays next.
Six. Hey now, this is Mike Mann with more comedy gold right here, right now. From Slammy Sammy.
They pop my jaw. God, Miss Uncle Charles Joe. He shouldn't be gone right there in front of his home. They popped my dog.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 13th. Actors Robert Pattinson and Lena Dunham are both 39 now. Hootie and the Blowfish singer Darius Rucker, 59. From his own Comedy Central report to his own Late Late Show, Stephen Colbert, 61.
Maybe your baby done made some good a plan.
Singer, songwriter, musician, and KJLH radio owner Stevie Wonder, 75.
He is with the fly, brother. He just lays back, man, and he just checks the buzz. Woo! Hear the cry. Woo! Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, dude, it's the fly.
TC the fly and car wash. Actor and comedian Franklin Ajay is 76. Mr. White and Reservoir Dogs. Actor Harvey Keitel, 86. And actor Buck Taylor, Gunsmoke, 87. Then on Wednesday, iCarly actor Miranda Cosgrove will be 32.
I'm a lovely boy. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The Black Keys singer and guitarist Dan Auerbach will be 46. Singer Shanice will be 52. And so will All Saints singer, one of the sisters, Natalie Appleton, 52. Francis Ford's daughter, director Sofia Coppola, will turn 54. New kids on the block, singer Danny Wood, 56, and actor Cate Blanchett, also 56 on Wednesday. Tell me about it. Singer Rafael Sadiq, Tony's lead, will be 59. From Milli Vanilli's fronts to half of Robin Fab, singer Fabrice Morvan, also 59. And that Gone in 60 Seconds soundtrack, The Cult, lead singer guitarist Ian Astbury, 63. Actor Tim Roth will be 64. And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done? Talking Heads, singer, musician, overall artist David Byrne, 73. Forrest Gump and Back to the Future director Robert Zemeckis will be 74. And Star Wars director George Lucas will be 81. And Thursday the 15th, mezzo soprano actor Jamie Lynn Sigler, hope she's okay with MS, Sigler will be 44. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five rapper Melly Mel will be 64. Musician, guitarist, and songwriter Mike Oldfield, 72. Musician, songwriter, and overall artist Brian Eno, 77, and
I come from the town of Mira.
Won the Tony for Carnival in 62. Actor, singer Anna Maria Alberghetti will be 89. And that'll do it for another Real Pod Newscast. Appreciate you all listening. And please share word about the show to neighbors, family, friends, enemies. I don't care. Sharing is caring. Song credits in the newscast, by the way, they're posted on the show's Facebook page. Check that out if curious. And one day I'll get around to sprucing up my 90s looking website. Any good web designers, give me a shout. Hey, have a great rest of the week, everybody. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.